All right. My name is Elizabeth Pace, as she said, and I'm here to present on behalf of Caleb Price, who's unable to attend the conference. I'm going to do my best to present his slides and answer your questions, but bear with me if it's a little bit rough. So I don't know how we got this far into an enteric session without seeing these numbers, but I'm sure you all know that approximately 1 in 6 Americans get sick with foodborne illness every year, leading to approximately 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths. And despite these numbers, many state health departments are faced with limited or dwindling resources available to investigate outbreaks of foodborne illness. CDC has developed a tiered funding approach to address gaps in foodborne illness prevention and response at health departments. CDC funds 4 foodborne illness capacity building programs through its epidemiology and laboratory capacity cooperative agreement. The Integrated Food Safety Centers of Excellence, or COEs, are a network of federally mandated centers that are funded to provide technical assistance to other state and local health departments. This program is unique because the funding that we provide them is not intended to build their own state capacity. The other 3 programs that I'll talk about are designed to build the funded state's internal capacity. The lower tier, OutbreakNet, began in the late 1990s and provides a median award of approximately $66,000. And this is primarily used to support epidemiologic activities of public health officers who investigate multi-state outbreaks of enteric diseases. Approximately 55 state, local, and territorial health departments receive OutbreakNet funding each year. In 2009, CDC created FoodCorps, or the Foodborne Disease Centers for Outbreak Response Enhancement, which provides a median award of approximately $280,000 to increase structural capacity for epidemiology, laboratory, and environmental health. There are currently 10 FoodCorps centers that were selected through a competitive application process. In August 2015, CDC launched a middle tier of funding to fill the gap between the baseline OutbreakNet funding and the increased FoodCorps funding. This middle tier is OutbreakNet Enhanced, which provides a median award of just over $100,000. And this is used for enhanced epidemiologic capacity to improve investigations of illness due to salmonella, shigatoxin-producing E. coli, and listeria. In its first year, 11 centers were funded under OutbreakNet Enhanced. I also want to point out that the OutbreakNet Enhanced Food Corps and COEs also receive OutbreakNet funding in addition to their more targeted resources. These are the 11 states that were funded under OutbreakNet Enhanced during the first year. States use their OutbreakNet Enhanced funding to build capacity for faster and more complete review of surveillance data and improved interviewing and data sharing. Most states use their funding to hire an additional foodborne epidemiologist, and many states have hired student interview teams. Each OutbreakNet Enhanced site also partners with a COE to accomplish a project to improve their response to foodborne illnesses. This is a list of some of the projects that the OutbreakNet Enhanced sites are working on with the COEs. Conducting outbreak investigation trainings and establishing student teams are the 2 most common COE projects. To measure the success and progress, metrics were developed using an iterative approach between CDC and the OutbreakNet Enhanced centers. The C4 guidelines and the FoodCorps metrics were used as a starting point to develop these metrics. These metrics focus on process evaluation and improvements rather than target outcomes, and they're used by the OutbreakNet Enhanced sites to identify areas for improvement in their processes. Because the OutbreakNet Enhanced program has only been up and running for less than a year, we don't have any actual data to present, but if you come back to our presentation that we hope to have next year, we might have more data to show you. This slide shows some of the other capacity building programs that are funded by CDC and FDA that also provide support to the OutbreakNet Enhanced sites. This includes the FDA Rapid Response Teams, the Environmental Health Specialist Network, and PulseNet. Each of these programs overlaps with the goals of OutbreakNet Enhanced to some extent, and the takeaway here is that each OutbreakNet Enhanced site is funded by at least 2 of these other programs. We're nearing the end of the first year of the OutbreakNet Enhanced program with plans to expand to an additional 7 to 10 sites this August. We're also exploring additional opportunities for increased data sharing and knowledge sharing between the sites. I'd like to thank all the OutbreakNet Enhanced sites and everyone on the CDC team that has helped get this program running. And I'd also like to thank Caleb Price, who put together this presentation and works on this program. If you have any questions or if you're interested in learning how your state could become funded under this program, email obne@cdc.gov. Thank you.